And in the crowded field of Boston mayoral candidates, the real challenge is how to stand out. Of course, political ads are one way to try to do that.
And when it comes to political ads, there are lots of ways to do it.
Boast about your accomplishments.
Focus on one issue.
Demonize your opponent.
Not all of Boston's mayoral candidates are going with a traditional 30-second television ad. Some of them are also using online tools and social media.
And if you've caught only a few mayoral ads this year, don't worry. Expect the candidates to inundate voters in these next 2 weeks before the September 24th preliminary. Joining me to talk about messaging and the race for mayor is John Carroll. He's professor of communications here at Boston University, and he writes the Campaign Outsider blog. Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, let's talk about some ad strategies here. With 12 people running, and we've got election fatigue here in Massachusetts, of course, they want to stand out. And they want to, some of them apparently, focus on something in their background that makes them different and interesting. How common is that, would you say?
I think that's the biggest struggle right now in a field of 12, to find differences among 11 Democratic candidates who have very few really significant differences. So the question is, you know, how do you want to position yourself with the voter? And it's very much like creating a brand of consumer goods. You know, what's the image you want to associate yourself with, and how do you carry that out? How do you execute it?
Right. So let's say one way is a biography ad, and there's there are some examples
mm-hmm.
of these
sure.
ads that are running right now. Let's listen to this clip of a recent ad from John Barrows.
I want economic development that allows every person to have permanently affordable housing, and I want every neighborhood to be a safe place to live and play. The difference between myself and the other candidates is that I have been doing all of this throughout my career. I've brought quality education, affordable housing, and safety to one of Boston's most challenging neighborhoods.
John Carroll, what do you hear in this ad, and does it work in terms of a strategy of using biography to stand out?
Well, John Barrows is not a politician formally, so part of his struggle is to convince people, that voters, that he can do this job. And what this ad does is say, I've been doing the things that a mayor does all my life, basically, in the community. And so I have not only the skills, but I have the experience to get things done. And that qualifies me for mayor.
Hmm. Is it flashy enough, do you think? Because we've got some flashy ads out there.
This one is very low-key. The music's low-key. It uses a couple of newspaper quotes that are strong newspaper quotes, but they may disappear because they just kind of flash by. It's hard to stand out. John Barrows doesn't want to sort of demean himself by getting too gimmicky, but I think that the more ads that are out there, the harder it is for individual ones to stand out.
Is there another candidate using the sort of biographical pitch that sticks out in your mind?
Well, Dan Conley has an entirely biographical ad. Basically talks about his parents, talks about his background, his upbringing, the qualities that his parents instilled in him. I mean, that's the traditional bio ad. The one that Barrows is doing is sort of a combo ad. It's basically saying, these are the issues, this is my background, my experience, and putting the two together. Dan Conley has a much more sort of straightforward, introduce yourself to the voters kind of bio ad.
Mm-hmm. And when you talk about issue ads, I think the one that does come to mind, and maybe this has been a successful ad, is from Bill Walczak, you know, his stand against the casino.
Yeah, Bill Walczak has the first real differentiating ad that's out there, and it's about his opponents as much as it is about himself. And it's about the casino issue. He's the only one who opposes the casino in East Boston at Suffolk Downs. And I think that, you know, this is an issue that will resonate with a number of voters. And there's two levels to it, as his ad points out. One is whether you want a casino or not. And the corn may be off the cob on that one. I mean, this is a law that's been passed. But the other is, do you want the whole city to have a say in the casino or just East Boston? And that's another dividing line between the candidates.
Right. Let's listen to a clip of Bill Walczak's ad.
Do you want a casino in Boston and the problems it will create? These six candidates say yes, they do. These two candidates can't make up their mind. Bill Walczak is the only candidate who has said he will stop the casino.
So, John Carroll, I'm wondering, is this as much an issue ad as it is, I can say something different here. I can say something different here. You know, isn't that really what he's trying to do?
Yes, but, I mean, he's staked out a position that has a constituency. There are a number of people who are opposed to a casino in this area, and I think that can help him with with a certain block of voters that's going to not only make him stand out, but make him a more appealing candidate.
We also have a clip of an ad from Mike Ross, who is running in this television.
Literally, yes, yes. He comes out and he's dressed in T-shirt and sneakers. He's got a messenger bag strapped crossways on his over his shoulder, and he goes running around pitching his plan for a smarter Boston to people.
Okay, let's listen to our clip.
When I decided to run for mayor, Mayor Menino told me to take it to the street. So, I'm Mike Ross, and this is my plan for a smarter, safer Boston. You can read it at bostonsmarter.com.
I have to say that my co-host, Anthony Brooks, thinks this ad is fabulous. And, Mr. Carroll?
I yield to no man in my admiration of Anthony Brooks. However,
I
have to say that Mike Ross in this spot looks like my paper boy. I think that, you know, that's a hard sell for mayor of Boston. So I don't know. I mean, a lot of people have reacted really well to this. It strikes me as odd and gimmicky, but it does stand out. It makes him stand out. So so that's half the battle.
So you do remember him. And then there's the basketball playing ad. If we want to talk about running, we also have Rob Consalvo playing basketball in his ad. And he not only, I think, tries to make himself stand out by showing his terrific dunk shot, but he also does a little bit of name dropping. Let's listen.
I was born and raised in Boston and started my career working for Ted Kennedy. I'm the only candidate for mayor to serve in federal, state, and city government.
Pretty interesting spot. I mean, you know, this one has a couple of problems. One is the crowd around there is not cheering him. He's sinking all these three-point shots, and they're not cheering for him, which is kind of odd. he's wearing a white T-shirt under a Celtics jersey, which is really, I mean, there's no outdoor court in the city that's going to allow him on there dressed like that. On the other hand, you know, it does stand out. He sent around the raw tape of him shooting those three-pointers so that people would see that he sank a whole lot of them. This wasn't trick photography, and he wasn't 2 for 22 like Barack Obama. Yeah. He made a lot of those shots.
But does that imply endorsement? You know, we have other candidates mentioning Tom Menino or former staffers of Tom Menino. You know, where is the line here?
I think it's a pretty thin line, and I think that there's an association that he's trying to make. That's the same with Mike Ross, who brought up Tom Menino's name. He's trying to associate himself without really having any kind of formal backing at all.
Mm-hmm. We also know that candidates are targeting specific constituencies with some ads. We heard a bit from David Scharfenberg yesterday about candidates going after the Asian American vote. Felix Arroyo is going after sort of the Spanish vote on Spanish television. What do they go for in these targeted messages, would you say?
I think what they go for is a natural constituency, but they also go for news coverage. Felix Arroyo did not spend a lot of money on those ads on Spanish language television. I think the first round was about $5,000. But what you do is you release the ad, you hope that you will get news coverage, and that way increases the impact of the ad if you don't have the money to make a big media buy. And a lot of the candidates don't. One of the questions is, all these ads are out there, but are they having any impact at all?
Right.
And I'm not sure that they had the critical mass that you really need to make an impact.
Because we're talking about television ads. They are expensive. I think only about half of them have television ads out.
I think there are six. And then also there's a super PAC that's running ads supporting Marty Walsh. Mm-hmm. He's an interesting case because he's saving his money for the last 7-8 days, according to a campaign strategist. So he's going to try to reach some critical mass himself.
And then we have candidates doing just web videos and web bios. And, you know, Mike Ross, again, if we talk about him, he's got very interesting sort of 3-minute video talking about his background and his parents. And effective or not?
It's a tool that's good for organizing. It's a tool that's good for mobilizing the faithful. But if you look at Mike Ross's video, I mean, there's about 300 views of it. So so it doesn't have the kind of reach that television has. I mean, you can diversify on the web, but you amplify on television. That's how it works.
All right. John Carroll, professor of communications at Boston University. He also writes the Campaign Outsider blog. John, thanks for being with us.
Nice to be here.
Stay with us. Still to come, New England's remarkable forests. When Henry David Thoreau was writing about New England in the mid-19th century, he observed the loss of forests and wildlife. But today, New England is the most heavily forested region in the country. What explains this remarkable comeback and what's threatening it? Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Deborah Becker. This is Radio Boston.